这个路德记开始是悲剧。
In the beginning of Ruth, it's tragedy.
但是到了最后乃是美丽的一个结局。
But you come to the end, it's a beautiful end.
那个爱乃是路德和波阿斯之间的。
That love is the love between Boaz and Ruth.
到处都是这个爱。
It's full of this love.
但是我们看不见这个字。
But we cannot see this word love in the book of Ruth. Brothers and sisters.
这是不知道有多美。
This book is so beautiful.
我们与主之间的爱。
The love between us and the Lord.
我们在波阿斯的场上失去麦穗。
In the field of Boaz, we glean in the fields.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
起头只是失去麦穗。
In the beginning, you only glean from the field.
最后的结局是什么呢？
But what is at the end?
最后的结局是波阿斯与路德的连结。
The end was that Boaz was united with Ruth.
代表什么？
What does that represent?
代表我们与基督的联合。
It represents our union with Christ.
保罗说我们在基督里。
Paul said we are in Christ.
基督也在我们里。
Christ is in us.
这就是与基督连结。
This is to be united with Christ.
这个真理太深了。
This truth is too deep.
我们不大懂。
We cannot understand it.
所以圣经就用路德记来做解释。
So the Holy Spirit uses the book of Ruth to explain this.
当你看见说路德跟波阿斯终成眷属的时候，
So you see when Boaz and Ruth are united.
那么现在你知道说这是最美丽的结局。
You see that this is the most beautiful ending.
路德嫁给波阿斯。
Ruth married to Boaz.
就代表我们已经许配给了基督。
Represents how we have been betrothed to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天有一个连结叫做与基督的连结。
Brothers and sisters, there's a union today called the union with Christ.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
丈夫与妻子这是奥秘。
Now the husband and the wife, this is a mystery.
但主耶稣说什么？
But what did Paul say?
我乃是指着基督与他的教会来说。
I'm referring to Christ and the church.
所以丈夫与妻子中间的联合。
So the union between husband and wife.
那是说明教会与基督中间的联合。
It speaks about the union between the Christ and the church.
感谢主。
Brothers and sisters,
我们是路德。
We are Ruth.
波阿斯是基督。
Boaz is Christ.
我们与他有最美丽的连结。
We have the most beautiful union with him.
你怎么解释这件事？
How do you explain this?
在你明白这件事以前。
Before you understand all of this.
三件事情。
There are three things.
第一，
First,
你要舍不得拿俄米。
You have to cling to Naomi.
Naomi 代表神的旨意。
Naomi represents the will of God.
所以与基督联合的第一步是连于神的旨意。
So union with Christ, the first step is union with the will of God.
你喜爱神的旨意吗？
Do you love the will of God?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
我不是问说你明白不明白。
I don't ask, do you understand the will of God?
但是问题是你喜爱不喜爱神。
Do you love the will of God?
如果他的名字叫做甜，你当然跟随他。
Of course,if its name means sweet, you will indeed love it.
如果他的名字叫马拉是苦的话，你还跟不跟随？
But if that will is represented by mara or bitterness, will you still love that will?
你能不能有一个愿像路德那样？
Can you have a vow of Ruth?
这叫什么？
What is that?
这叫连于神的旨意。
This is union with the will of God.
所以一点不抽象，弟兄姊妹。
It's not abstract at all.
基督联合第一步是什么？
Union with Christ. The first step is what?
就是连于神的旨意。
Is to be united with the will of God.
第二步。
The second step.
你要舍不得这里。
You have to cling on to this field.
你不要离开这里。
Don't leave this field.
这里就是波阿斯的田。
This field is Boaz's field.
这个代表基督那测不透的丰富。
This speaks of the unsearchable riches of Christ.
第一步，连于神的旨意。
The first step is union with the will of God.
第二步，连于基督的丰富。
Second step is union of the fullness of Christ.
这就是恩典了。
This is grace.
当我连于他的丰富的时候。
When I unite with his fullness.
我没有说所有的都是我的。
I didn't say all belongs to me.
我只尽了一点点。
I just glean a little bit.
圣经这么丰富。
The Bible is so abundant.
一点点。
I only understand a little bit.
一点点已经让我喜乐了。
This a little bit caused me to rejoice.
让我满足了。
Caused me to be satisfied.
我何等蒙恩的人。
I am so blessed.
不要爱世界。
Don't love the world.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
要舍不得这里。
You have to cling to this land.
世界不可爱。
It's not that the world is not lovely.
但是主比世界更可爱。
But it's that Christ is even lovelier than all the world. You understand?
不要离开这里。
So do not leave here.
你的前途就在这里。
Your future is here.
你的赏赐就在这里。
Your reward is here.
这是第二件事。
This is the second step.
到了第三件事。
The third step.
那么他们这个波阿斯对路德说。
Boaz said to Ruth.
他对我说。
He said to me.
你要既随我的仆人。
You have to cling to my servants.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们第一要连于神的旨意。
The first step is to unite with the will of God.
要连于基督。
Second step is to be united with the fullness of Christ.
第三，在你的周围有许许多多可爱的众圣徒。
The third is that you have around you some lovely saints.
你应当连于众圣徒。
You have to be united with the saints around you.
一个人可以单独的,
no one can be an individual.
今天在纽西兰, 羊比人还要多,
in New Zealand, there's more sheep than people.
为什么圣经用羊来代表基督徒?
Why does the Bible use the sheep to represent Christians?
你们这小群不要害怕,
he said, you little flock, do not be afraid.
教会在历史上是像小群一样,
Christ, the church in history is like a little flock.
不要害怕,
don't be afraid.
父乐意把他的国赐给你们,
because God is willing to give grant his kingdom to you. Because lambs love to be in groups. A lamb cannot survive on its own. So what does it mean to be united with Christ? United with this, all the saints.
所以保罗怎么说?
So what did Paul say?
要与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱何等长阔高深.
So you have to understand with all the saints the height, the depth, the length, and the width of the love of Christ. You can understand the love of God by yourself. But the love of God is as broad as the ocean.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, only when you are with all the saints,
你一面不能没有主,
on the one hand, you cannot not have the Lord.
你一面你不能够没有你的弟兄姊妹,
on the other hand, you cannot not have your brothers and sisters.
所以他对我说,
so he said to me,
你要紧随我的仆人失去麦穗,
you are to cling onto my servants until they have finished all my harvest. Not only do you study the Bible individually, of course, when you study individually, you can understand it. But the Holy Spirit says, do not forsake the assembly together. Why? Because many verses in the Bible, you don't understand until you come to the meeting. When the brother speaks on the altar, you can understand. So some people, when they pray, you understand. So now you see, now for Christians to grow up, you cannot stop assembling together.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you have to cling on to my servants until they have finished all my harvest. Until they have finished all my harvest. Until the will of the farmer is completely finished.
那, 现在很清楚了,
it's very clear.
所以这就是第二章的故事。
This is the story of chapter 2.
那么现在到了第三章。
Now come to chapter 3.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是最重要的一章啊,
this is the most important chapter.
这一次是路德, 这就是拿俄米对媳妇说,
this time is Naomi speaking to
她说,
the roof.
我不当为你找个安身之处吗?
My daughter, shall I not seek security for you?
使你享福吗?
That I may be well with you?
在原文意思就是说, 我难道不应该为你寻找安息吗?
In the original, it means, shall I not seek a place of rest for you?
你今天是个蒙恩的女子,
today you are a woman that received grace,
但是你没有安息,
but you have no rest.
不错, 当你有着许多恩典的,
it's true when you have much grace.
当你有着许多祝福的时候,
when you have all of these blessings,
你还缺少一样,
you lack one thing.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个蒙恩典的人,
one who has received grace,
等到他经过一个过程的时候,
after he has gone through a process,
他会到了一种情形,
he will come to a condition.
这个情形就是没有安息,
this condition is to not have rest.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
所有经验都能告诉你,
everyone can express to you,
他蒙了许多的恩典,
they have received much grace.
是恩典叫他长大的,
grace caused him to grow up.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你知道吗?
You know that
你越蒙恩典,
the more you receive grace,
你越怕失去恩典,
the more you're afraid to lose grace.
神这么祝福你,
the God has blessed you so much,
这么多儿女,
so many children,
叫洋房和汽车,
they give you a house and a car.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们不是十岁的女子吗?
Aren't we those who glean in the field?
一个房子,
the house,
两个房子,
two homes,
一个车子,
one car,
两个车子,
two cars,
这么多的祝福,
all of these blessings,
你看见吗?
You see that?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
一切都是主的恩典,
all is the grace of God.
不错, 我们应当住在主的恩典中,
it's true, we ought to dwell in the grace of God.
慢慢的,
but slowly,
有一天你会,
one day,
忽然就醒过来,
one day you wake up,
你在想说, 但愿这个恩典永远和我同在,
you would think, may this grace always be with me.
特别在你成长的过程里面,
especially in the process of your growth,
因为你一直依靠这些恩典,
because you depend on this grace,
你依靠这些恩典长大的,
you depend on this grace to grow up.
当你与主交通的时候,
when you have fellowship with the Lord,
你就充满了喜乐的感觉,
it's full of joy.
你宝贝那个感觉,
you treasure that feeling.
你读圣经的时候,
when you study the Bible,
当你亲近主的时候,
when you come close and have fellowship with the Lord,
那个喜乐是进不换的,
that joy is cannot be replaced.
所以你蒙恩多久没有蒙恩得救一段时间以后,
so after you've been saved for a period of time,
你充满了感觉,
you're full of feelings,
充满了喜乐,
full of joy,
充满了恩典,
full of grace.
但是这个时候你也充满了恐惧,
but now you're also full of fear.
因为在整个成长的过程里
Because in the process of growth
你知道有一天
There's one day
你要更往前走一步
When you're going to take one step further
明白吗
You understand that?
恩典是看得见的
Grace is visible
感觉是感觉得到的
Feeling is experienceable
但是主叫我们走这条路呢
But when the Lord wants us to walk this way
不是凭着眼见乃是凭着信心
It's not to walk by sight but by faith
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
只有当你凭着信心过生活的时候
Only when you live by faith
这个时候你才长大了。
Now can you grow up?
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you understand that?
但是当你做婴孩的时候
，But when you are a child, an infant,
那个阶段是必须要的。
That phase is important.
你看是在母亲的怀里。
Now in the womb of in the arms of the mother,
看见母亲的笑脸。
You not only see the smiling face of the mother.
母亲的奶也能叫我们得着供应，得着满足。
The mother's milk can satisfy our needs.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
你看见婴孩慢慢有一天要长大了。
But one day that infant needs to grow up.
她当然需要母亲的奶。
She does need the milk of the mother.
我们当然需要这个恩典。
That we do need this grace.
但是我们怕失去这个恩典。
But we're afraid to lose this grace.
因为在这个恩典里面，我们太喜乐了。
Because we rejoice too much in this grace.
太满足了。
We're too satisfied.
我们躺卧在青草地上。
We lie in green pastures.
我们在可安歇的水边。
We are beside still waters.
我们巴不得一辈子都这么躺下去。
We wish that all of our lives we can spend next to that.
每个基督徒有这个经历。
All Christians have this experience.
我们都有十岁的经历。
We all have the experience of gleaning.
我们都有享受恩典的经历。
We all have experience receiving grace.
恩典越多
，the more grace we have.
我们希望就这样就好了。
We think that this is enough.
我们不要再进步了。
We don't have to improve.
但是弟兄姊妹
，but brothers and sisters,
主要带你更进一步。
The Lord wants to bring us a step further.
因为你到了第三章的时候
，because when you come to chapter 3,
你看见说现在要更进一步了。
You see, we need to take one more step.
现在路德要更往前走一步。
Now Ruth has to go further.
那么当你正往前走的时候
，when you come Continue further.
你看见你慢慢就长大了。
You slowly grow up.
所以这个时候呢
，at this time，
这个路德婆婆就说了。
Then the mother-in-law said，
我不应当为你找安息之处。
Should I not seek a place of rest for you, brothers and sisters？
一个真正属灵的人
，a truly spiritual person，
不是一天到晚忙着拾取麦穗。
Is not the gleaning all day long？
这是很重要的。
This is very important。
有的时候我们忙连读圣经的机会都吃了。
Sometimes we're so busy we don't even have time to study the Bible。
太成功了。
Our work is too
Successful.
Too many brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
忙来忙去
We're so busy doing many things.
我们里面没有安息
But we have no rest in us.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
那一面我们又怕失去这些恩典
But on the other hand, we're afraid to lose all of this grace.
我们忘记了
We forgot.
是恩典的是主
The one who gives grace is the Lord.
保守恩典的也是主
But the one who keeps the grace is the Lord also.
弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
什么时候我们有安息
When do we have rest?
什么时候我们就更进一步了
Is that when we move a step further.
那结果婆婆的建议是什么呢
So what is the recommendation of the mother-in-law?
她说波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗
Is not Boaz our kinsman?
他今天晚上在场上播大麦
Behold, he winnows barley at the threshing floor tonight.
那这个场是大麦场
Now this floor is a threshing floor.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们蒙了那么多的恩典
We have received much grace.
但是现在圣灵要把我们带到哪里去呢
But where is the Holy Spirit going to lead us?
要把我们带到波阿斯所在的地方
Lead us to the place where Boaz is.
那今天晚上
Tonight,
Boaz 要在大麦的场上
Boaz was going to be on the threshing floor.
而且他在那里播大麦
He's going to be there winnowing the barley.
这是两个故事加在一起
The two stories added together.
什么叫大麦场呢
What is the threshing floor?
要当你麦子混成捆以后
So after you have collected the wheat into sheaves.
现在呢不是对不起当你在那里这个收取庄稼的时候
After when you are harvesting.
你有那你就知道说现在我们知道你有的麦子是麦壳跟麦粒混在一起的
Now,Some of the wheat is that the husk and the wheat itself is collected together.
所以只有麦粒能够供应人的需要。
But only the wheat can provide the needs.
但是麦壳不能供应人的需要。
The husk cannot satisfy the need of people.
所以那个麦壳代表我们的肉体。
So that husk represents our flesh.
那个麦粒代表基督自己。
That wheat represents Christ himself.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
你看见等到麦子成长的时候。
So as the wheat grows up.
结果你看见 这个需要经过打麦场。
It needs to go through the threshing floor.
打麦场什么意思
？What is the threshing floor?
就是农夫用打粮的器具。
Is that the farmer uses a threshing equipment?
那这个打粮的器具常常有很尖锐的牙齿。
Now this threshing equipment has very sharp little edges.
然后等到打粮的器具经过这些麦子的时候
，And as this equipment goes through on top of the wheat,
这是个很痛苦的过程。
It's a tough process.
他把麦粒跟麦壳就分开了。
It separates the husk from the wheat.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
每一个基督徒
all Christians,
迟早有一天你要在波哈斯的打麦场